Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
A beautiful day here in Des Moines. Isn't it a great day? Welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. With us in studio, as he is on a regular basis, is our friend Mike Caldwell with startup stories from Square One DSM.
And the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
And the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming by. You always bring such interesting people with you. So tell us, what is Square One DSM?
Square One DSM is the entrepreneurial efforts of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. We mentor, advise, consult, connect, and otherwise help people trying to start a high-growth potential business. Anywhere from I've got an idea and I don't know what to do next to I need to raise $5 million, how do I do that?
How do I do that, yeah. And Plains Angels and all kinds of
That's
things.
That's right, the angel on. Investors, yeah. Exactly.
And the Greater Des Moines Partnership has put a lot of time and effort into this thing, haven't they?
Yeah, this is our 11th year.
Yeah.
They spent almost $2 million now in the effort over that time, and it's about creating entrepreneurial wealth and startup companies and jobs in Central Iowa.
So have you ever taken a report card on this to figure out exactly where you're at?
Yeah, I mean, we look at it a couple different ways. One way we look at it is for every dollar that we invest, how many dollars of new investment follows it. And at this point, it's about $10 or $11 to one. So the 1.9 we've spent has yielded a little over $20 million of new investment capital. That's only the ones that we directly influence. So there's some that have follow-on investment and where they take later money. We don't track that. We just track with the ones that we help with.
Good. All right. Mike Caldwell. And each month, there's something called Startup Stories, and you've brought some guests with you.
I have. Startup Stories is a monthly networking event from 11:30 to 1. We hold it down at the Partnership downtown. Have a 30-minute lunch and networking time, and then I interview one of the people that either I'm working with in the community or had just happened to know that are doing a startup. They may be very, very early stage. They may be a ways down the road, and I interview them for about 30 minutes, and I open up the audience questions.
And the whole point of this is what?
Learning about other people's experience, finding out what else is going on. The problem with being a startup in any town is how the heck do you know what else everybody else is doing? You're so focused on what you're doing, and these guys that are with me today are a national company. They're not focused just on Des Moines. Des Moines is not their market. The United States is their market,
right.
And sometimes beyond that. So it's a chance to meet other entrepreneurs.
And isn't it also a way to show that there's hope?
Well, I'm past hope. I'm showing there's growth.
I'm
an optimist. So, yes, absolutely.
But lots of people go, you know, I've been working on this for a long time.
Sure.
But you just need to stick to it.
Well, there's something called the 20-year overnight sensation. You work your butt off for 20 years, and then somebody writes an article about you how you were an overnight sensation.
Right.
It just happened.
Isn't
it's
that
like,
the truth?
Really? You want to talk about the first 20 years?
Tell me about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you. All right. That's Mike Caldwell, ladies and gentlemen. He is with Square One DSM, and he has brought with him a couple of folks, the Nasulis are both Laird and Bernard Nasuli, and they have a company called iEmergent, and we're going to get into all of that. Welcome to the News Hour, guys. Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
All right. Well, we had a conversation prior to you guys visiting on the air, so break it down for us. What is iEmergent, Laird?
Well, we're a company that forecasts mortgage analytics. Basically, in English, what that means is we tell banks and lenders where there is going to be mortgage opportunity. And we do that from the national level all the way down to what we call the street level, which is actually, you know, a collection of census tracts, you know, communities, or really very local level that really no one else in our industry is doing.
And why, Bernard, would this be important for a bank to know?
It has everything to do about resources. So, you know, banks don't have a lot of money, but they don't have all the money. And so when they're investing in specific areas and specific neighborhoods, they need to know exactly where to put their money. That means where to open up new branches, where to hire new loan officers, where to do a targeted marketing campaign. So it's really making sure that they go away from that shotgun approach of really covering entire swaths of large cities to really being more pinpoint and more accurate with their resources.
That's Bernard Nasuli, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about iEmergent. All right, so let me break this down and try to see if I got the idea. Now, the idea is that banks are your customers, and a bank, no matter what size that bank happens to be, they're looking to expand their portfolio or expand their footprint in a certain part of town or in an area, in a region, and then you go to them with an analytical piece of work that shows them where growth is going to happen in the future?
So it's a little bit twofold, where it's either they can see in their existing markets where some opportunity that they've left on the table might be.
Uh-huh.
So it's in their own backyard, or it's looking at expanding into new markets and going into places where they've considered, hey, we're interested in maybe going to the state, you know, next door, but we don't really know where in the state.
Sure. And this type of analytical approach helps them with facts know where the action is, so to speak.
Exactly right.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Let me just play devil's advocate for a moment, okay? And I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do this because it's so plain. It's right in front of us, all right? Because I think this really does lend itself to the next level of understanding how you're doing what you're doing. If I were a bank and I were looking at the greater Des Moines metro, I'd say, where is all the growth taking place? And because we're a business news hour and we've been tracking this now for over 3 years, I can tell you that most of the growth are the fastest growing communities, Waukee, Ankeny. All right. So if I was going to say, well, hey, I don't need all this kind of fancy hosmeraz, I can go ahead and figure it out myself and say, we're going to put a branch up in Ankeny and one over there in Waukee. Who needs you guys? But what am I missing?
Well, it really comes down to two things. The first thing is that's focusing on net growth, on expanding growth. It's focusing on where are people going that haven't been before. Well, since our clients are banks and what they're looking at are loans, they actually care quite a bit about communities where there's a lot of exchange. So your example earlier with Windsor Heights was a good one. A lot of older people are moving out with millennials moving in. So that kind of non-net growth is really important. The other big issue, though, even if you were looking at moving out, is the idea that you have to quantify that. So you know it's getting bigger. How much bigger? How many loan officers would you need for that? So the quantification and the specificity of that is really just as important as knowing, hey, it's growing, but you need to know by how much, what kind of loans, so what kind of a package, marketing, product, person would you put there?
Now, you're looking at mortgages, correct, or at home sales?
That's right.
Is that right? Now, is that a driver of other economic entities as well? So for example, if home sales are robust in a certain area along a certain amount of money, so for example, you know, whatever that median house range is, can it be also established that also in that area there might be some commercial opportunities for banks?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've thought about that. This is the not the main focus that we have right now, but potentially down the road, big box retailers such as a Target or a Lowe's,
sure,
or Home Depot could be interested in our data just for those reasons that you stated. Mm-hmm. Hey, where are those folks going to be? Where can we open another store?
And what I said earlier about Ankeny and Waukee, that is the here and now. But what you're doing is peeling the onion back a little further and saying, okay, where are we going to be tomorrow? Is that right?
Exactly.
And how much of a change in the demographics or what the numbers that you're looking at would indicate a growth area?
Well, I mean, that it kind of ranges across the country. In the Des Moines area, there wasn't a large drop. I mean, we look around Des Moines and we think, yeah, you know, the housing boom or the housing bust did have impact here.
Sure.
But it didn't collapse like markets on the coast did. So that means that growth moving forward is going to be more minimal and incremental because the drop wasn't as severe. So that's one of the things we're looking at. If you look at the U.S. as a whole, it's going to be driven by increases in households. Just count. But the issue right now that we're talking about is what does, is there a decline in home ownership? So we have a metric.
And there has been.
Yeah, there has been. And we're actually forecasting that probably will continue.
And what do you think the driver for the lower home ownership numbers are? What do you think the cause and effect is?
Well, I think one of the things that we haven't, you know, we have to face is that, and it's a good thing, is that the homeowner market, just like the face of the United States, is changing. Mm-hmm. And so if we're moving in a different cultural direction, banks and lenders have to adjust how they're talking to people of other cultures. You know, credit has a different picture there. And you have to have loan officers that match, you know, the languages being spoken. So if that population is getting bigger and we're not serving them, then homeownership is not going to grow. But if we can figure out how to get the growing, you know, that face of the homeowner in homes, I think it might be able to stabilize or recover.
So in other words, banks would use this information as well to be able to figure out how we can best mirror that community or that area.
Yes, precisely.
Okay.
And so it all
interesting
it,
stuff.
It also has to do with the, as you mentioned, the cohort, the population, mm-hmm. as it changes. So right now the hot population are the millennials.
Correct.
And so they, as a group, obviously everyone is a little bit different, but the group itself has been delaying home purchase.
They've been delaying home purchases. They have high student debt for the most part.
Right.
Many are still living or depending on family support
right.
for those kinds of things. And so they've delayed that marriage and that having children and all those things, which has delayed the home purchase. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then to compound that is, you know, if they're having trouble finding jobs and getting their own income off the grounds, then they'll delay home purchases as well.
Now, one of the things I want to make sure that everybody understands is that iEmergent isn't just a Des Moines firm. This is a company that looks at these trends and specifics across the country. Is that correct?
No, exactly. We're national. So, you know, some of our largest customers are these larger banks, these national banks that have footprints or locations
sure.
all over the U.S. in all 50 states.
So can I ask you, where are some of the hot markets at today that you think?
Well, I think none of these are going to be huge surprises, but Raleigh, North Carolina is a good market. It's a good, you know, midstream, a lot of millennials, younger people. It's a young market. Still some growth opportunities, so I think that's one of them. I think that some of the big markets like New York, Boston, San Fran, I think the home values and prices are really going to exclude too many people who are, you know, otherwise on the margins from buying. Other good markets, I think Nashville, Denver's always a good one, Seattle, Portland. So some of the hot spots where there's a lot of technology companies, or there's an opportunity for improvement, like Pittsburgh or Cleveland, where they've had some tough times, but they've reinvented themselves and are moving forward.
Are you seeing some of the inner city gentrification projects moving forward as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think the challenge is always going to be how do we deal with the differences in race and ethnicity and also the differences in income?
Fascinating.
And it's a challenge for banks because, you know, they have to do this and they should do it, but it is more difficult to find a profitable way to do things when on the secondary market, no one wants to buy the riskier loans. So everybody's sort of in a tough spot here. I think the legislature, the CFPB, and the banks really need to work together with communities to figure out, you know, what's that win-win for everybody.
The name of the company, by the way, is iEmergent, and that's the voice of Laird Nasuli and Bernard Nasuli have been our guests. Mike, come back to the microphone again now. So tell us exactly when all this is going down.
It's on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. This Wednesday coming, 11:30 to 1. You can register at squareonedsm.com.
Excellent stuff. Good stuff. Thank you so much for coming in. This is really interesting things.
We really appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah,
thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All right. We've got to clear on out of here because it's nigh on to 6 o'clock. We heard from Laura Kennard earlier in the broadcast. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight. The program director for the radio stations, for another week anyway, is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is Jimmy Olson. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks and for all the people that put together the Business NewsHour, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.